Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Dean Timpany. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so you can call and ask any question you have related to heating and air conditioning, or remember these numbers to beat Dean on the theme of our bumper music this week, and you could win a free tune-up. And it's the theme this week is, what do these songs have in common? But those phone numbers are 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Peter.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Happy Star Wars Day to you.
Yep. May the Force be with you.
May the Fourth be with you. I woke up this morning and the first thing on my phone was my son. Big Star Wars guy. May the Fourth be with you.
And you know the other thing, you know why they call this May?
No.
Because it may rain, maybe sunny. That's why they call it May.
Well, you're not wrong there lately, especially.
Yep. And should let everybody know, the yard sale went so great last Saturday at the St. Thomas Curling Club that they're holding another one this Saturday. So from 8 to 12 at the St. Thomas Curling Club at 38 Parkside Drive in St. Thomas, there's an indoor yard sale. So it's in our lounge. The lounge is full of stuff. I walked through it last week, kept my hands in my pocket so I wouldn't pick anything up. But I'll be going back there this week, and if the stuff that I liked is still there, I'll be picking it up at that point.
Here's to hoping Lisa's not listening this morning, because she'll be there.
We're the two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of air conditioning heating contractor. And the guys have been out busy doing tune-ups and maintenance, but I'm still seeing people with their air conditioner covers on.
Yeah, you got to get that AC cover off now. If you don't, somebody in the household's going to decide it's too hot and go over and change it on the thermostat, and then you're going to have a problem.
Yep. So whether it's a board and a brick or plastic or a proper cover, get it off now. Let the air go through it. Let it breathe. I've had mine on now for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, you got to let it dry out, too, because especially if there's some moisture with plastic or something like that around it.
And if you hear any noises or anything when you test it, this is the time to get us out to look at it. We could normally get there the same day, if not the next day. But if you call us when it's 30 degrees out, you're
going to have a problem getting there. You're also smart, Peter. You brought up a really good point. Test it. Don't wait till you want it. Get out there on a day like today and give it a shot. Make sure it works. Make sure it's doing what you want it to do. Because then if you have a problem right out of the gate, we can get out and help you before we get swamped.
Yeah, and like I said last week, that's what I did on mine to find out I had a problem. It wouldn't shut off. And the only way I could turn it off was the breaker. And we had Brandon Baldwin come out and check it over. And it was a back feed of power through my HRV and a whole bunch of things. But he had to run a new wire, and that solved all the problems. But I wouldn't have known that if I didn't test it.
Well, and the reason that happened was because of a new thermostat, correct?
Yeah.
So little changes like that can alter what's going on in the system.
And Juan put a new thermostat on the week before. We told him a little trick to do. He's still married, so the trick's working, and you're not having trouble at home.
That's the best answer. I'm still married. That's it.
Well, hopefully she's not listening to this.
Yeah, she's still sleeping.
Yeah, I do it at the office, but I think they figured out at the office and had somebody come in and change it, but because they keep wanting it warmer and I want it colder. So, but I noticed the other day it was reading the right temperature, which that was a sign that somebody had been in there playing with it. So we'll have to get one of those plastic covers with a lock on it.
Well, the thing now is that my wife, I give her access to the app. Well, I give her access. That sounds so bad. She has access to the app.
Yeah.
And she controls everything from the app now. So last time we were just watching movies, and then she said just put a little hotter. And then I was quiet. I was like, baby, I don't want to get up. Let's just leave it like that. And she's like, oh, right, I could do it from the phone. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, doesn't even have to get off the chair, just make the adjustment.
Before, she would have been like, oh, okay, whatever, we're just staying here. But now that we have access to the phone, oh, yeah. Man.
Well, and a lot of times, you know, I have a dog at home. And so during the day, you wonder, well, now with the app, you can look and adjust that temperature or turn the heat on or turn the air conditioning on, depending what may happen in the weather. Get right. That may, yeah. You know, maybe sunny, maybe rainy, maybe cold, maybe warm. So
it's a good thing. I'll give you that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I really like my Ecobee is a brand that I have, and I really like that. It's done a few different things in my home to even out the temperatures, which is a lot nicer.
So, have you used the room sensor that comes with it?
No, not because I live mostly on the same floor.
Right.
But now if somebody lived downstairs, it would be like a minus 20 degrees down there.
Nice little feature that comes with it, the Pro one. One we use comes with that room sensor. It's a beautiful feature.
And that's the thing. There is different Ecobees.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy at a big box store versus what we get, but ours is a premium with the sensor. And to make sure that it's set up, and you can buy extra sensors for different rooms and things like that. So you can make sure that that works. So lots going on. We got a lot of questions this week to get through.
Excellent.
Not a lot of curling. Most of the teams did adjustments a couple of weeks ago. This week there was only one that brought on used to be the skip of the BC team that was at the Brier this year, is now going over to Manitoba, going to curl out of Manitoba. So that was the only real notice this week. And I guess Lisa Weigel coming back, she's going to play out of Quebec.
So I used to think that you had to be from the province to play for the teams, but that's not the case, is it?
They have free agency, just like in hockey and baseball. You can have one free agent from anywhere. Three have to either live or be born in that province.
Okay.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Know the song?
I do.
What?
It's Billy Idol.
Yeah.
White Wedding.
White Wedding.
White Wedding.
So what do all these songs have in common?
I'm going to say British rock stars.
No. But, okay. Yeah, wait to the next one and then you might know.
I had to give it a whirl
off
the top.
These will probably fit in your genre.
Okay.
Okay. So you're a little younger than Steve and I. So,
no country like last time.
Nope. No, and no, what's that called? Shazam. No Shazamming it like Steve did last time.
Did he?
No way that he would have guessed that. I threw Vanessa under the bus thinking she had told him what the song was. So so no Shazamming anymore. We've got the cell blocker in here, so he can't Shazam anymore. So now we had a question come in. It came in, says, I have a finished ceiling in my basement. I've received a couple of quotes to change my system. I had one gentleman state they needed to change the line set, which is the copper lines that run from the outdoor unit to the coil, and another quote insisting on changing the line set. I really do not want to disturb my ceiling. Can the lines be reused?
A couple of things on that one that really jump off the page. The first thing I'd want to know is whether or not you're doing an air conditioner or a heat pump. So the first issue with that one in my mind is the fact that with a heat pump, both lines are better to be insulated. They don't always have to be, but they're better to be insulated. If you use the existing line set that's there with an air conditioner, you're not going to have insulation on it, and that could create condensation up in your finished ceilings over time. However, I would be on the side of change it every single time. It depends on how old it is, but you've got older copper. The newer equipment today is under a significant amount of higher pressure than the old ones would be. So you're just leaving yourself vulnerable for any sort of leaks. The other thing that's the bigger one, too, is that there's oils in the refrigerant for the compressor outside. The newer refrigerant and the older refrigerant, the oils are not the same. So you can flush it. That can be done. It certainly wouldn't be something that we at Peter Inch & Associates would do. We would tell you to have new lines put in every single time. You're just asking for problems by leaving older lines set there. And it's just opening yourself up to issues that need not be there.
Yeah, when Freon flows, so what I call old Freon is R22. There's newer Freon, which is R410A, and there's even newer Freon that's coming out in the next year. But when that Freon flows through the line, it takes oil with it to go through the line.
Yeah.
So R22 does not mix with R410A. It's like oil and water. It's not a good thing. They don't mix. They don't work well together. So there's oil throughout that line, and when people say, we'll flush it, there's no way they can guarantee 100% that we can get all the oil out.
Right.
If that oil starts to travel with the new R410 Freon, gets back to compressor, contaminates it, can be problems, can cause you breakdowns with not very old equipment.
Right.
So it's something we don't like. Plus, as copper breaks down, it starts to flake inside.
Yep.
And those flakes travel through and get back into the compressor and into TX valves and different things like that. So we like to put new copper in so we don't have to worry about flaking happening. And when you talk about both lines being insulated, on a heat pump, even some heat pump manufacturers say don't have to be, but if you read farther, they say recommended to
Correct.
Be.
Correct, they do.
So if you're putting in a heat pump and pulling out an air conditioner, a whole new line set has to go in, both insulated from the outdoor unit to the coil. So it's something that we haven't for, myself for 40, 50 years, we always change the line.
One of the things Steve Murray and myself are always saying when we're in homes is the most important day in the life of your system is the day it's installed and the people that put it in. This is just a prime example, and we bring up a number of them, of the little things that we would do differently than some other companies that wouldn't insist on doing that sort of thing. And putting it in the ceiling, you're going to need a few access points, but it's not like we're ripping down the ceiling. We're putting in new access points to get there. We'll cover it, make it look good, but it's always the better way to go.
Yeah, and at my house, what I did, I had where it was running was finished. It was a finished bulkhead, and, 2 feet over was a drop ceiling.
Yep.
But I decided I wanted to keep it in the bulkhead, so I opened up holes.
Right.
But then I drywalled it.
Yeah, had it all finished
when I was done. But I opened up, 2 foot openings where when we're just putting in, where we're going to put covers over them, they're like 6x8 openings that they're putting in. But I wanted to open it wide open, make sure everything was done correctly. Then I also ran a wire for a doorbell and did a couple things while I had it open. And then closed it all in. So now you look at it and wouldn't even know.
You don't even know it.
But that's an option that customers can have.
It's a pretty short-sighted thing to worry about it that way.
Yep. And I mean, I lived with the holes for probably 6 months because I just wanted to make sure everything was good. I didn't want to change anything. And then I had Wayne Hatherall, Hatherall Construction, come in and finish that all up.
All up for you.
I painted it up and it looks great. Wouldn't even know it was there. So. Now, this is one that has affected me, or you know what? I'm going to go to this one because I have my Kleenex out beside me. It says, my allergies are starting to act up. Is there a better filter that could reduce my symptoms? So I noticed yesterday I had an allergy day that my nose ran from, I got to work at 7, from 7 till 5 at work all day.
Yep.
I must have went through a box of Kleenex. And I thought, what's going on? Got in my car, air conditioning on, windows closed, my Oasis. All of a sudden, my nose stops running. I get home, no problem. I come in here, my nose starts running again. So I'm dealing with the trees budding. I'm dealing with the grass growing. I'm dealing with, all the pollen that's in the air.
You're hitting on all of them.
What can a customer do with their filter to hopefully get an Oasis?
Well, there's a number of things you can do. The first thing I'd want to know is what you're using now in the household. And then from there, can we build off of that, or do we add to that, or do we have to replace that? So you want to get something that is actually going to clean your air and not just filter it. So most filters, what they're really designed to do is really do nothing for our air quality. What they're designed to do is keep the dust and debris out of the equipment to keep the efficiencies higher. If you're dealing with allergies, there's polarized media air cleaners that you can look at. Then there is UV lights, whole home UV lights and whole home HEPA filters. There's HRVs and ERVs. There's all sorts of different things that you can add to your system that will improve your indoor air quality. So the real answer is you kind of have to have somebody out, take a look at it, see what you have today, find out what it is you're battling or what your goals are, what you're trying to improve. And then from there, we can give some recommendations on what might make sense for you in your home.
And if you are, like most filters are a MERV 8 or belower, you can try moving that filter up to a MERV 11. My house is a MERV 13. I can't go higher than a MERV 13 or I start affecting the furnace.
Yeah, don't get too excited to try to go. If you see a MERV 16 filter, don't get real excited and throw that in there, because you're going to start to restrict airflow to the furnace. It's got to be set up properly for you.
Yeah, so MERV 13, you know, if you got an 8, try 11. If that doesn't help you, wait till that filter's dirty, try a 13. If that doesn't help you, then like Dean says, get somebody out there to take a look at it, but don't go higher than a MERV 13 in your furnace without having a technician put it in and check air flows, check temp rise, check a
Correct.
Bunch of things like that. But definitely this is the season, and the fall for me, spring and fall are my worst, that I'll start feeling the different runny nose and sneezing and things like that. So it seems to be a little worse this year. So I just...
And the other big thing is, if you do start adding other things, make sure you know what the replacement costs are. We see it a lot where people will put things in their homes and then they just won't replace the filters, replace the UV bulbs or things like that, which is now you're just throwing money out the door.
Yeah, and we had a gentleman that had a UV bulb that was, or a UV system. It was a 2-year bulb. So that 2-year bulb, the bulb purchased, the labor to put it in was $299 plus HST.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, that is $150 a year if you look at it, that it's a 2-year bulb. But if he doesn't replace it, he doesn't have a UV bulb. He has a black light.
Right.
That isn't doing anything. And even though the bulb shows lit,
it doesn't have to be burnt out for it not to work.
It has a time frame that it stops killing the bacteria in the air. So we went out yesterday and put it in, but one of our manufacturers laughed. He says, you know, I've sold 1,000 of these and nobody's buying replacement bulbs. And I'm going, well, they're not really working.
Yeah, they're wasting their money.
Yeah. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street. Faster than the wind, passionate as sin, ending so suddenly.
Know the singer?
I do not.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Good. We caught you.
You got me on that one. But you got a song about weddings. You got a song about love. So I'm going to say it's either about something. How about wedding songs?
No.
No?
No. So listeners, it's open. 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. What do these songs have in common?
I'm checking my phone. I'm not getting any help from the family here on this.
Well, we'll get right back to the questions. It says, this came in, when should I repair my air conditioner? It needs a major repair over $800, and it's 9 years old. So I would say, when do you repair it versus replacing it?
That's kind of a moving target, but when you're starting to get into a piece of equipment that's 10 years, approaching 10 years, you've really got to take and look at it, because – it's just like anything else. When you start getting problems going on with a car, they start to snowball from there. The same thing's going to happen with an air conditioner more times than not. Same thing is going to happen with a furnace more times than not. But it is rather a personal thing, but you got to start to weigh whether or not you're sending good money after bad when you start to get into repairs over $500 on an 8 to 12 year piece of equipment.
Yeah, I talked to a customer this week. They needed a condenser. It was 8 years old. They needed a condenser fan motor on the outdoor air conditioner, so the fan motor on the outdoor air conditioner. And they had a leak in the evaporator coil on the indoor that sits above the furnace, the coil that sits there. And they were looking at about an $1,800 repair. And they asked me, and I said, well, if you were my family, I would be telling you to buy a new system, because I said, I'm replacing two major parts that are going to be new that will come with a year warranty, but everything else is at eight.
Everything else is still at risk.
Right.
So, yeah, when you're getting into that type of stuff, depends on what the repair is, too. If it's a minor thing, you know, you can do it. But if you're getting into the major things, leaks are a big one. If you got a leak, you pretty much want to replace it, because it is high pressure refrigerant that's in there now. And once you get a leak, you can repair it, but everything else is still susceptible.
And depending what Freon is in there, R22 is non-available. And we get calls this time of year because the U.S. does a lot of marketing about you can get a tune-up and get 1 pound of Freon.
Right.
For topping it up. That's not legal to do in Canada.
No.
In Canada, you must, if you find it low on Freon, you must find the leak, repair the leak, and then recharge it. Not just add Freon in to get you through, and then next year we'll add more Freon in. It all hurts the ozone layer, and the laws came out, ozone depletion came out that said you can no longer blow off Freon into the air. You got to recover it. And if you find a unit leaking, you must repair that leak before you recharge it.
Yeah, if you've got a leak and you've got the old R22 refrigerant, it's almost a no-brainer every single time to say you're better to replace than you are to repair it all. You're sending good money after bad with that for sure.
So a question came in, says, I have an HRV in my home, which is heat recovery ventilator. Or some people call it an air exchanger. It changes the air in your house and takes it outside and brings fresh air in. We really like it running and getting fresh air into our home. I have had different people tell me to run it all year round, and others say it should only be run in the winter. Can I run my HRV all year round? Which the answer to that is yes. And does it affect my air conditioner if I run it in the summer?
So the answer to that is yes as well. So this is something that, HRVs, they're a piece of equipment that our industry has done a fairly poor job of educating people on what they are, how they work, and how to use them. And they became building code in a lot of communities over the last several years, and builders haven't educated the public on how to use them either. What their big purpose in the wintertime is to make sure you don't have moisture on your windows. Okay, you bring fresh air in, you get the moist air out, dry it out a little bit, keep the humidity off these airtight homes that we have today. HRVs in the summertime, you can run them with the air conditioner, but know if you're running it with the air conditioner, you're bringing that humid air in from outside, and your air conditioner essentially is nothing but a great big dehumidifier trying to dehumidify the air. So you got one appliance battling the other. Now, there are what are called ERVs out there today, or energy recovery ventilators. Those are designed to be able to work in the summer months with your air conditioner. They will remove the humidity out of the air. So HRVs, you can run them. The downside is you're going to work your air conditioner harder. And then in that case, you have to make sure that when you're sitting with someone like myself or Murray or Steve and getting a new system in your home, you want to make sure you size it properly and make sure that we know that you're going to run it in the summer months. And most times we're going to take and upsize that air conditioner, if your ductwork can handle it, to be able to compensate for the fact that you're going to run your HRV on a regular basis through the winter and the summer months.
Yeah, running an HRV is about half a ton increase of your air conditioner size. So you need a 2-ton for your house. You're going to run the HRV, you need 2.5 tons. So
but
again, that conversation has to be spoken about when you're pricing and when you're sizing, not at the end when it's being put in and somebody says, okay, can I run my HRV?
Right. And you got to make sure there as well that you've got the duct size to be able to handle the extra airflow that the bigger air conditioner would need.
And you should remember that an HRV, especially in these newer homes, can be hooked up to do the ventilation in your bathrooms. So if you have a timer where you go in and you turn it to 30 minutes, if you don't see a fan in the bathroom but you hear ventilation happen, that can be the HRV pulling out the humidity. So you got to check of what your HRV does. It also pulls out VOCs.
Yeah.
So that's if you're in a newer home or new furniture throughout the home or anything like that, that's going to bring in VOCs. Even in a spray and foam area, if you have an HRV, you should be running that to remove the off-gassing that's going on from that in your home. So.
And everything in our home off-gasses. Everything that's not 100% metal or glass or unfinished wood. Everything else is off-gassing.
Yeah, my dog off-gasses.
Correct.
a lot. You know, we have to work on that. But. So I had a question come in. Says, does the pump on the floor by my furnace need any maintenance to it? So that's what we call a condensate pump.
Correct.
And it pumps usually to a sink or a drain somewhere.
Drain somewhere in the home. Both your air conditioner and your furnace nowadays do require a drainage point. So the condensate pump that's sitting there is just like any other item that you might have in the home that has water standing in it. Over time, it is going to get, I call it the high school science experiment. You're going to have all kinds of neat stuff starting to grow in there. So the answer to that is yes, you do want to maintain that. You do want to have it looked at and cleaned, because if it's not, you're going to have bacteria, mildew, things like that that are going to start to accumulate and build up in there. And it could plug the drain and you could have water leaking into your basement if it gets bad enough.
And normally there's a small, I'll say, 1/4 inch or 5/8 line that runs from the pump and goes to the sink. And it's usually clear.
Hopefully it's clear.
And you can see in there, you'll start to see the dirt and debris and the mold and everything starting to build up. And that's why flushing it all the time, it's a good thing to flush that out and get it down the drain versus, like you say, you can't see through it because there's so much dirt and debris at that point. So daily when we do a maintenance, that's part of our maintenance. They take the top of that pump off, clean everything inside. They'll flush it with some hot water or vinegar through it to hopefully keep it as clean as possible.
And I believe Vanessa posted on our social media. So if you're interested, take a look, because we had a pump that was cleaned by one of the technicians recently that shows the type of stuff that can build up in there.
Yeah, before and after picture after it was done. Mm-hmm. So follow us on Facebook, Peter Inch and Associates. You get chances to win the Knights tickets, not to the playoff games, but unfortunately the Knights lost 4-2 last night, but they're going to come back Sunday in Saginaw and win it. That's my prediction. So
there we go.
I guess we got enough time. Why do you recommend that outdoor units sit on the ground versus brackets?
Sitting on the ground, when we put it on the ground, we're going to level it all off properly. But the sound vibrations of an air conditioner or heat pump, they will absorb into the earth. If you put it up on wall brackets, you're putting holes in the side of the home, you're bolting it to the side of the home, onto the frame and the structure of the household. That is going to amplify any noise that unit does make, and that will amplify it through the house. You will hear it more than when it's on the ground. So my recommendation is always on the ground if it's possible. There are times when it's not possible, but you're always best to put it on the ground.
And they may be quiet at the start.
Correct.
Like you're brand new, you put it on the brackets, everything's great. But as it gets older, fans get out of balance, compressor rubber mounts get harder, and now that noise gets transferred to the case of the air conditioner or heat pump, to the brackets, to the wall, and then becomes a big amplifier into your house.
Right.
So it's something we put rubber underneath them, again, to cushion that and also a limit, but that's not going to eliminate the noise forever.
No,
at some point, this is going to happen again. That rubber will get hard, and then now it transfers that noise through.
Yeah.
So the ground, you set it on a styrofoam pad, and then if the noise starts, it goes into the ground, and you don't hear it. The earthworms may get a little upset,
yes,
but that's about it. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Do you know that?
I do.
What's that one?
That one's Prince, Purple Rain.
Okay. So what are these songs?
Songs about love?
No. So we've had White Wedding, Billy Idol. The other one was Red, Taylor Swift, Purple Rain, Prince.
I don't know.
All right. Well, leave it up to listeners. See if anybody.
My daughter's going to be embarrassed for me that I didn't know Taylor Swift, though.
Yeah. Well, it's not on her. What is it? What's her new album? Poem?
Yes, it is Poem.
Yeah. I just know that my daughter got up at 3 o'clock to download and was so happy it was a double album and she had enough time to listen to it before she went to work. I just went, okay. So a question came in, listener. Oh, we got a listener. Might know the answer. Here, we'll see. So the question, to give you some time to think about the question, it says, my system is newer. The company I purchased it from has called a few times and said it needs to be maintained every year. Why do I have to maintain a new system? Is this necessary, or are they just looking to sell me something? But we're going to go to I think it's Roy or Dev. Go ahead, Dev.
I think it's colors.
You are 100% correct.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and the last song is Chris DeBerg, Lady in Red. But that's colors is the answer. So I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations. And Juan will get your information.
Congratulations. Good stuff.
Thank you.
So one, a tune-up. There you go. Colors.
I can't believe I
didn't
get
wedding,
that.
White Wedding, Red.
Yeah, exactly.
Purple Rain. You know,
I can't believe I didn't get that
I
one.
I thought I laid that one out pretty easy, but hey, maybe the easy ones are the hard ones.
Yeah,
you guys
maybe
are thinking hard.
I'm thinking two out of the box.
There you go. So back to our question. My system is newer. The company I purchased it from called a few times saying it needs to be maintained every year. Why do I have to do that? And are they just trying to sell something?
Well, number one, you're listening to a couple of guys that really believe in maintenance. Our whole company is a big company that is a proponent of annual maintenance on your equipment on a regular basis. But we're not the only ones that really think you need to maintain your equipment regularly. If you look in your owner's manual or the manual of the equipment, it will say in there that you should clean and maintain your equipment on an annual basis. All manufacturers state that. And if you take and look in the TSSA as well, it does state that you do need to clean and maintain any gas appliance. So not just furnace, you need to do your fireplace, you need to do a gas range. All gas appliances by TSSA do need to be maintained on an annual basis. So the answer to this question is I wouldn't say that that individual is just trying to sell you something. I would say that they are trying to do the best for you because you should be maintaining your equipment. If you don't maintain it, you will pay for not maintaining it, just in efficiencies, safety, and everything else.
Yeah, and TSSA is Technical Safety and Standards Authority, or I call them our police.
Yep.
They're to make sure that we install everything correctly. Or if you're ever in an elevator, look up and it tells you how many people can be in the elevator.
That's
it'll have
TSSA.
A TSSA that are on there. So we're going to head over to the phone lines, and we have Alan online. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. It's interesting listening to your show. Thanks. We have an HRV, and my wife also likes to have the windows open as much as possible. So if the windows are open, it defeats the purpose of having the HRV on, correct?
Basically,
to save the energy.
Yeah, basically it does. I mean, basically the HRVs are your windows. They're drawing the air from your house out and bringing fresh air in, and they're doing it in what I call a balanced format. So if they take out 10 cubic feet of air, they're bringing in 10 cubic feet of air.
Yeah, so you don't want to be doing that to the outside.
No, so if you're gonna open the windows, yep, to save your energy,
turn it off.
Exactly.
And the other quick thing about the one that we have is you have to, just like any piece of equipment, you have to maintain it. You do have to open it up and clean it out.
Yep. And
I do it about every couple of months, I clean it out.
Exactly. There should be filters in there that need to be cleaned, as well as a drain pan, as well as some drain tubing. And then the core, what we call it, it can be in like a diamond shape. That occasionally, depending if it is a paper core or a hard plastic core. If it's hard plastic, it can be washed and cleaned. If it's a paper core, don't wash it.
No.
That will destroy the core.
Yeah.
If it is plastic one, you can wash that.
Yeah, in our case, it's the plastic one. So we either do it in the bathtub or take it outside and use the hose.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's amazing how much it picks up. So it's just, for all the listeners there, don't forget to clean it.
Yeah.
No, they do need to be cleaned and maintained.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was it. I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, that don't try to cool and heat the outside air, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for
Alan.
Listening, and
appreciate
thanks
it.
For calling in.
And exactly, that's, you know, like we were talking about, everything needs to be maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Everything needs to have cleaning done to it. I mean, garage heaters, boilers, fireplace, furnaces, they all need to be looked at. HRVs, UV lights, HEPA filters, you know, your regular paper filter in your furnace needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
There needs to be maintenance going on, and that's a
And the fireplace is one that often gets overlooked. We'll have customers tell us that, well, I don't use that fireplace very often, so I don't need to maintain it. And my answer to that one is, if you don't use it very often, that is the one you really need to maintain, because you're not using it to make sure that it's still safe. Because we are talking about gas appliances here. We're talking about stuff that can harm your health.
Yeah, definitely. And with a pilot on all the time, the glass at least needs to get
cleaned.
So
yeah.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows by going to peterinch.ca and hitting our podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Shine so bright. Mm-hmm. Never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. Looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind. Lady in red is dancing with me, cheek to cheek. There's nobody here, it's just you and me. It's where I wanna be, but I hardly.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.